Hello, everybody, and welcome to VTJ's Corner, the place of real conversations. My name's Abu Garahawe Timothy James Masakona, and this morning we continue life-giving, life-changing, and definitely life-provoking conversations right here on this great podcast. Thank you for joining us today, and we cannot wait to delve into great conversations with you. But before we do that, appreciation to every single person that keeps on supporting this podcast and keeps on listening in and keeps on, you know, sharing the podcast and getting people on board. Thank you so much from whatever country you're from whatever space you are from. Thank you. We really, really totally appreciate it from this side of the world. And if you want to follow me on any social media platform and you want to have further conversations about what we're chatting on this podcast, you can follow me on Instagram, VTJ underscore Masakona, on Twitter, VTJ underscore Mass, and on Facebook, VTJ Masakona. And you can quickly find us there, and we definitely can continue these conversations on those platforms as well. You know what we have to do on this podcast consistently and constantly. So it's the podcast where you do less, which just simply means listen, enjoy, subscribe, and definitely share. Listen, enjoy, subscribe, and definitely share the podcast with somebody you do not know who might be needing to hear what we are chatting and talking about right here this day. And I believe that whatever we have been giving you in the last couple of weeks as we have focused on conflict resolution has been helpful to your relationships, has been helpful to your journey in your marriage, has been helpful to you even as an individual, just to take the moment to realize that conflict is not the end of the road. Conflict is not nothing, it's nothing new. It is something that can definitely be resolved. This week, after all we have spoken about when it comes to conflict resolution, and I think it was quite good to really look at how to resolve conflict, to look at how to approach conflict, how to deal with it, and the dangers of unresolved conflict as well. But something that really sparked in my mind and really brought, you know, this week alive for me is the will to resolve. The will to resolve. There's a famous saying that says you can take the horse to the river, but you can't force it to drink the water. You can take the horse to the river, but you can't force it to drink the water. And this matter of the horse and the water is very important for us to realize that the horse can die not because there is no water. Okay. The horse can die not because there is no water. However, it can die of thirst just because it doesn't want to drink the water. The death of the horse has got nothing to do with absence of water. It's got everything to do with absence of will. And this is typically the danger of what happens in relationships, in marriages, you know, when people have got water all around them, but they're unwilling to drink. And the hardest thing to deal with in any spouse or partner in a relationship is an unwilling person. Sure, that is a hard work to do, to be in a relationship with somebody who is unwilling. The amount of work you as the willing partner, let's call you the willing partner for today, and I hope you are, you know, the amount of work that you as the willing spouse has to do becomes double the work, if not more. Okay? Because you need to come up with the plans, you need to come up with the solutions, you need to put effort, you do everything because you are with somebody who is unwilling. The water is there, but they are unwilling. Let's bring it back to conflict. when conflict has happened and conflict has taken place, we've spoken about it a couple of months or rather weeks ago, dealing with the fact that do not ignore conflict. Do not ignore conflict because you put it under the carpet, it's still in your house. When conflict rises, for us to effectively deal with it, we have to be willing to get our hands dirty. We have to be willing to be uncomfortable. We have to be willing to engage on the matter. Anywhere where there is no will to engage, the conflict will persist, or the conflict will gain momentum and gain strength and filter on to other spaces and other places where it's not supposed to go to. And I won't spend much time talking about that part because we've spoken about it, where you realize that the perspective of departure when we are dealing with a different matter is coming from an unresolved conflict. I want to say that again. Where you then realize the perspective of departure when we're dealing with a new matter is fed by the perspective of unresolved conflict. Why? Because we often find ourselves in a position where we might be dealing with somebody who is unwilling to resolve. And secondly, unwillingness to resolve can also be intentional. I'm sorry to put it like this, can also be intentional. Why? Because I would want to have an ace up my sleeve every time I do not want to resolve something, okay? Every time I do not want to resolve something, I'll bring this thing up that we never finished, because my unwillingness is intentional so that constantly I have, for lack of a better word, a bargaining chip to deal with my spouse with. That, you did this, you did this. And bring it up all the time. And the big question this morning or today is, are you willing to resolve? Are you willing to take that step and say, let's sit down, let's resolve this thing? And I want to bring a third matter, which is a sad reality. You might be sitting in a position where you can see a lack of willingness. No desire, none whatsoever, from the other party. Or no desire from yourself, even. And what needs to happen there? Two things. Only two things can happen in that space. Number one, you can change your attitude. You can change the attitude and start being willing. Start pursuing to be able to resolve conflict. You can change your attitude. Number two, take a step back and realize and ask yourself, and I'm big on this, how did I contribute for us to get here? Was it my way of approach? Was it the way I targeted the resolutions? Was it the way, how did I contribute for us to get here? And it is important for us to ask ourselves this question because it often helps you address the challenges in a far much better way and in a more, you know, constructive way. And I want to say this when we're just about to wrap up today. When you address and resolve conflict, there's a destructive way of approach and there's a constructive way of approach. Destructive is often burdening or, you know, projecting the reality of this challenge to one person or to one side. Say, you did. It's often destructive. But constructive is, I realized I did, and therefore we are here because I did. It is taking responsibility for how we got here. That was a side note. Let me get back to the real matter. Are you willing to resolve? And there's nothing as painful as forcing somebody to do something they don't want to do. You can feel it. You can hear it. You can see it in their attitude, in their approach. And every time I find myself sitting with couples and we're trying to help each other and counsel each other and all that stuff, I often ask the question, what do you want? Do you want to resolve this thing? Do you want to work it out? Because I'm not going to spend the next couple of months or couple of weeks forcing you to do something you don't want to do. And if you don't want to do this thing, well, you don't want to do it. We will wait for you to want to. Hopefully you will one day, and then we can get to it. However, we'll show you the benefits of doing it. We'll show you, you know, the cons or constraints of not doing it. But are you willing to? And maybe that's the question you really need to ask yourself within this next couple of days. Are you willing to resolve? Because maybe it is the absence of will that is the problem. Not the absence of water, not the absence of solutions, but the absence of will. And believe you me, when you are willing, you will see ways and opportunities to be able to resolve some of the matters that might even look very impossible, but you are willing to resolve them. Ponder on this, reflect on this, and definitely do less, which is listen, enjoy, subscribe, and share the podcast with a friend, with a family member, with somebody in your circle, and we might be helping them as well. Let's meet same time, same place soon enough and continue this constructive, life-giving conversations. Are you willing to resolve? Enjoy. Have a super one.